蔡世雄讲美国英语丛书系列讲座 MP3 版高级美国英语教程，赖世雄教授主讲，大连外院图书音像中心制作，辽宁教育音像出版社出版。
Welcome to Radio English on Sunday.
星期日广播英语。
This is Bruce.
And this is Peter Lai.
Welcome to our show. Today we're going to look at Unit 1 on Page 1. But before we start, let's give you some idea of what you can expect to learn with us on Radio English on Sunday. We have lots and lots of interesting, useful, and informative topics for you. We'll be taking a look at some of the most interesting and important places in the world, at some interesting animals, at customs, culture, a little bit of history too. All this for you on Radio English on Sunday.
星期日广播英语 By the way, this is an article featuring the biggest city of the world. New York, is that right?
Well, it's the biggest English-speaking city of the world, and it's the biggest city in the United States.
And 我们的普大哥呢 is quite familiar with the city because he was brought up there, and fortunately, he's still a very good guy, right?
Well, I like New York. As we say, I love New York, and we have a lot of interesting things for you to find out about this great city on our program today.
好，那但是能不能先告诉我们听众朋友，我们要怎么样来教这个东西呢？
Right, Peter. What we'll be doing for you for every article is reading them paragraph by paragraph, and then going back to give you first the main idea of each paragraph.And then Peter will choose some important or useful phrases for us to spend a little more attention to.
好，我们的教法是这样的，也就是在每一个典型的文章一开始的时候，我们卜大哥呢 ，Bruce 呢，他会呢先一段一段的来念，每一段念完之后，我们马上迅速停下来，卜大哥他就会用英文呢重新讲一遍这个大意是什么，这种 interpretation。这种诠释是做个示范的，而我们听众朋友呢是希望借由 Bruce 在重新讲这篇的文章的时候，也能够跟着这样的学习来讲，这样的话可以呢增加我们绘画的能力。然后呢，我会呢跳进去，我们把一些所谓的 key expressions 一些重要的一些用语，那么马上呢挑出来做解释，同时如有可能，卜大哥随时呢会造句的。好，也就是练习写作的能力。我们现在就开始了吧。
Right, page 1, unit 1 called Let's Visit New York. New York, New York, the city so nice, they named it twice. These words were used to describe New York when it was by far the largest, richest, and most developed city in the United States.New York still remains the largest and most famous city in the U.S. today, but some of its nice reputation has fallen over the past 30 years, with stories of rampant crime making headlines around the world. How true are these stories? Is New York still a nice place to visit? If so, what can a tourist do in New York?Let's take a closer look at America's premier city. This paragraph tells us what you can expect to learn in today's article. We have all heard of New York, of course, and most people know that it is the largest city in the United States, but some people have also heard that it has a kind of bad name. Maybe it's a dangerous city to visit. Well, is it?We'll find out when we take a closer look at New York in today's article.
在标题下面 New York, New York, the city so nice, 其实 the city 后头省了 is so nice, 后头放了一个 that they named it twice. 这主要是谈的是一首歌曲。 New York, New York. Da, 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 da.
That's, da, 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 da. That song is called New York, New York. I'm not sure these words come from that song, but it was from an older song, I think, way back in the 30s or 40s.
不错，因为最主要是第一个 New York 是一个城市的名字，第二个 New York 这是纽约州，
right.
也是纽约州的纽约市啊。这个城市可见是那么棒，所以难怪啊，人们就把这个 New York 念了两次，就这样子。在文章里头特别呢要注意到有个用法 to make headlines， 这是什么意思以及怎么用？
If you do something which makes headlines, you do something which makes the news. People start writing about it or putting it on TV or here on the radio. So if somethingis very exciting or important, we say that it makes headlines.
也就是造成标题，新闻的标题就是造成轰动的新闻。比如说我呢去闻我的那个小狗狗，然后呢给小狗狗吃一个饼干，我也吃一块饼干。Bruce 一看了吓大跳， Wow! That's really gross. 好恶心了，我们的这个时候我们就说
Disgusting.
Disgusting. 我们就是说 Peter's behavior or strange behavior made headlines. 这样用法。好了，那么最后一个第一段呢，最后一行啊，倒数第二个字，这个字是怎么念的呢？
Premier has a couple of meanings. Here it refers as an adjective.To something which is the best or the most important. But a premier is a political position at or near the head of a government.
通常也就是最高的一个行政长官，对不对？一般人把它翻成首相啦，或者总理，相当于 prime minister.
Yeah, it depends on the country. The premier is a position...which in some countries is president, and in other countries is prime minister.
不错，可是在这个地方呢，确实当形容词用呢，就是 the best 意思啊，是 the number one city 一样的意思。好，我们接下来看第二段。
First, as personal and social security are always uppermost in the minds of travelers, just how dangerous a city is New York? Despite the glaring headlines,New York, located in the northeastern U.S., is one of the safest cities in the U.S. In fact, New York State, which includes New York City, thus New York, New York, the city so nice they named it twice, ranks below other big population states like California in both violent crime, of much concern to the tourist, and property crime.Other major cities have higher crime rates, too. Thus, the foreign traveler to New York City can feel more secure here than in most other large metropolitan areas of the U.S. Now, in this paragraph, we answer the question which we looked at in the first paragraph, how true are these stories? These stories about New York's rampant crime...Are they true? Well, maybe each headline is true, but when we take a look at the crime rate, how many crimes per population per year, we find that New York City is not a dangerous city compared to most other American cities. California, Texas, Florida, Chicago, Illinois,Big cities and big states have much higher crime rates than New York or New York State. In fact, the northeastern U.S., 东北, in the United States, this is the safest region of the U.S.
所以因为它主要是人口是太多了，难免这样的犯罪的情形会出现。但跟其他呢各个地方的这个在美国的包括呢佛罗里达的这个什么
California, Texas, Illinois, Michigan,
这些州啊 那么跟那些包括芝加哥来比啦，包括呢就是 San Francisco 来比，
洛杉矶
Atlanta
Washington Detroit 等等，
还算可以对不对？
Yes。
那我现在在这里啊，我特别要说问的，在第一行啊，一开头讲 First as personal and social security are always uppermost in the minds of travelers、
嗯、
那么 if something is alwaysuppermost in one's mind.
Yes, I've got a good example of this, right. Although I'm living alone here in Taiwan, my family back in New York is always uppermost in my mind.
啊，虽然在台湾住很久，可是呢，我的家人呢，那么一直在我脑海里头扮演极为重要的角色。They played the most important role in my life.
That's right.
So to be uppermost in one's mind, 注意到这样的用法。另外这边也谈到，刚才又谈到所谓的这个 property crime、
mm-hmm.
什么叫 property crime 呢？
Good question. We have 倒数第四五行 violent crime and property crime. Violent crime, of course, would be somebody attacking you on the street or in your hotel room, hurting you physically.Property crime would be things like theft, somebody stealing from you, or mugging, using a knife or a gun to rob you on the street, or maybe steal your car. Those three, theft, mugging, and car theft, are property crimes.
因为直接拿走你的财物，包括呢，所以到房间里面偷你东西，所谓的偷窃 theft,包括偷你的车子，包括当间的抢劫你的 mug 这个字是 M-U-G 啊、
嗯、
I was mugged, 我被抢劫，通常还是用刀啦或者是用棒子啦这样来威胁而抢劫你，这样的情况叫做 I was mugged, M-U-G-G-E-D。 我们接着看第三段。
Okay, let's get ready for the third paragraph as we finish page one and go to page two. Besides safetyWhy do more foreigners visit New York than any other American city? The answer lies in the character of New York itself. No other city in the world is more cosmopolitan. A walk through its hundreds of residential neighborhoods is like walking around the world itself. Place names like Chinatown and Little Italy can be found on any map of New York.But smaller ethnic neighborhoods also abound. Also, all these groups sponsor annual or seasonal festivals, so that nearly every week, one or more of these peoples will share their cultural experiences and food with other New Yorkers. So in this paragraph, we learn something about the character or nature of New York as a city.The key word here, of course, is cosmopolitan. This means that the city is made up of many, many different groups of people all living together. Chinatown, everybody's heard of that. Little Italy is also very famous. But did you know that there are people from Egypt and Morocco and Brazil?And Korea living in New York, too? You can find just about any group of people living there, and this gives New York a very rich cultural experience.
We can also say this city, is something like a window on the world.
Great expression, Peter. A window on the world. If you want to see what the world is really like, you don't have to go around the world.You can just walk through New York.
我们说纽约是世界之窗啊，就可以这样说 New York, or New York City in this case, is a window, 后头那个介词用 on the world. 不是在这里我要特别谈一个字，也就是在第二页呢，在这里的第五行最后那个字 abound,这个 abound 后头加 in 的用法，比如说河啊，这里头有好多鱼啊，我们就可以这么这样说啊。
This river abounds in fish.
好，特别记住啊 ，this river abounds in fish 这样的使用。好，我们接着看下面这一段。
Because of this unsurpassed ethnic diversity, the restaurant goer will feel that he has died and gone to heaven while in New York. There is hardly a cuisine on the planet that is not represented here. Even better, many of these exotic restaurants are reasonably priced. One is never far from a restaurant in New York. There are thousands of Chinese restaurants alone.This paragraph gives us another example of how cosmopolitan New York is and really what this word means. Because now we can talk about ethnic diversity, many different groups of people living together in one big city. And we especially talk about the cuisines which are available in New York. This word means the cooking styles of a particular country or region in a country. China, for example, is very famous for its cuisines because there are many different kinds of cooking that we can find in China. In Chinatown and throughout New York, there are thousands of Chinese restaurants alone. Of course, there are thousands of other kinds of restaurants there too.
Bruce, 不大哥你是在纽约这样长大的啊？那我要问你是，我知道你很喜欢吃中国菜嘛？
嗯，
那你记不记得那边你最喜欢的中国餐厅在哪儿？能不能告诉我们一下？
Let's see. Well, in Chinatown itself, you can get a lot of good Cantonese cooking. But I'll tell you, I think it's true of any country. If you really want the very best food of a country.You really have to go back to the home country itself. I hate to say this, but the Chinese food in New York or any other American city, I guess we can't really expect it to be as good as back in the home country. And that's unfortunately true of New York, too.
嗯哼，那我们这样想法就了解。在第一行啊，这里有一个叫 unsurpassed.是无以伦比的，没有办法超过的。我们可以这样说呢 ，When it comes to singing, Bruce is unsurpassed， 就可以这样造句。
Bruce who？
哎，那是我们 Bruce Bagnall 啊，卜大哥他唱歌唱得真好听啊
yeah, ，Right？
哇哦，一唱歌唱完之后，那个我们收音机就会爆炸的，嘣！怎么那么这样的歌声，好怪异啊！好。这个我们说法很棒 When it comes to singing 那个 to 是介词啊、Bruce is unsurpassed 就是无与伦比也可以用 Bruce is unrivaled
Oh good one、
哎、这个字是这样拼的
UNRIVALED UNRIVALED Unrivaled
好我们接下来看下面这一段
Besides the internationally famous sightseeing attractions, mostly in the borough or district of Manhattan, such as the Statue of Liberty, the World Trade Center with its two 110-story towers, Wall Street, the United Nations, and Broadway, many other interesting places await the curious traveler. The Bronx Zoo, in the northern borough of the Bronx, is one of the world's best.The borough of Queens offers a great variety of ethnic residential neighborhoods. Brooklyn contains the Botanical Gardens, Coney Island, a beach with an amusement park, and JFK International Airport. Finally, Staten Island, the smallest borough, still affords a look at what New York used to be like, including a farm. A farm in New York?Doesn't sound possible after we hear about all of the world-famous attractions in the city. Most people think of Manhattan, that is the downtown district, when they think of New York, but there are other boroughs or districts, Bronx, Queens, Brooklyn, and Staten Island.
嗯，最后那个是 farm 就是农场啊但是如果是前面呢 I was raised on that farm 我是那个农场长大的如果哪天开玩笑说句话 I was raised on that funny farm. 那个 funny 加一个 funny 下去的时候，滑稽的，可那个时候就变成俚语的叫做精神病院啊。
That's right.
我是在精神病院长大的，那只是开玩笑啊。
Who let you out?
谁让我出来？好吧，现在我们就请Bruce 呢继续再看下面的这一段。
For culture lovers, New York has more museums than any other city, but some of these are not internationally known. A visit to any of these historical, technical, ethnic, or academic museums is well worth the time. New York's art, music, dance, and fashion scenes are a mecca for the young and professional alike.The internet website for specific information on New York City and state tourism is www.iloveny.state.ny.us. A toll-free number for tourists already in the U.S. or Canada is also available at 1-800-CALL-NYS. This paragraph tells us,that there is much more to New York than lots of good food, many different excellent cuisines. The museums in New York are world famous, like MoMA, Natural History Museum, and the Guggenheim Museum, and so on, but there really are hundreds of smaller museums. You could learn anything you wanted. The arts also play a big place in the life of New York City.Lots of people go to New York to enjoy the art scene. And if you need more information, we provide it here for you at the end of the paragraph.
在这儿呢也有一个用法 to be a mecca for 点点点是什么什么什么的圣地这有什么意思怎么用呢
Well, this would mean as Mecca is the most important city in the Muslim world,and everybody is supposed to go there at least once in his lifetime. A Mecca for some place means that this place is the place which interests most people in a particular field or in a particular area of interest. Let's see here. Miami is a Mecca for the sun lover.
对喜欢阳光人来讲呢迈阿密呢就是这么一个圣地啊因为那儿呢是很多人想要去的 There's a lot of sunshine over there、意思这样好我们接着看最后一段
No matter what your interest is if it can be found in an urban environment it can be found in New York Its 8 million citizens hail from every corner of the globe but they are united in the love of theirchallenging but rewarding city. As the locals there say, sure, you have to be a little crazy to live in New York, but you'd be nuts to live anywhere else. This paragraph points out that the city population is 8 million, the metropolitan population is 16 million, and New York offers everything to everybody that could be found in a city.
这边只有一个用法叫 hail from, 这是相当好的用法就等于 come from 的意思。
Exactly. This is a more colloquial usage, to hail from. Most people say, I come from or I am from such a place, but you still hear someone hails from that part of the country.
现在我们就要从头到尾把整篇文章念一下同时我们希望大家是用来听的训练我们的听力。
Let's visit New York. New York, New York, the city so nice, they named it twice. These words were used to describe New York when it was by far the largest, richest, and most developed city in the United States. New York still remains the largest and most famous city in the U.S. today, but some of its nice reputation has fallen over the past 30 years.With stories of rampant crime making headlines around the world. How true are these stories? Is New York still a nice place to visit? If so, what can a tourist do in New York? Let's take a closer look at America's premier city. First, as personal and social security are always uppermost in the minds of travelers, just how dangerous a city is New York? Despite the glaring headlines, New York, located in the northeastern U.S., is one of the safest cities in the U.S. In fact, New York State, which includes New York City, thus New York, New York, the city so nice they named it twice, ranks below other big population states like California in both violent crime, of much concern to the tourist, and property crime. Other major cities have higher crime rates too. Thus, the foreign traveler to New York City can feel more secure here than in most other large metropolitan areas of the U.S. Besides safety, why do more foreigners visit New York than any other American city? The answer lies in the character of New York itself. No other city in the world is more cosmopolitan. A walk through its hundreds of residential neighborhoods is like walking around the world itself. Place names like Chinatown and Little Italy can be found on any map of New York, but smaller ethnic neighborhoods also abound. Also, all these groups sponsor annual or seasonal festivals, so that nearly every week, one or more of these peoples will share their cultural experiences and food with other New Yorkers. Because of this unsurpassed ethnic diversity, the restaurant goer will feel that he has died and gone to heaven while in New York. There is hardly a cuisine on the planet that is not represented here. Even better, many of these exotic restaurants are reasonably priced. One is never far from a restaurant in New York. There are thousands of Chinese restaurants alone. Besides the internationally famous sightseeing attractions, mostly in the borough or district of Manhattan, such as the Statue of Liberty, the World Trade Center with its two 110-story towers, Wall Street, the United Nations, and Broadway, many other interesting places await the curious traveler. The Bronx Zoo in the northern borough of the Bronx is one of the world's best. The borough of Queens offers a great variety of ethnic residential neighborhoods. Brooklyn contains the Botanical Gardens, Coney Island, a beach with an amusement park, and JFK International Airport. Finally, Staten Island, the smallest borough, still affords a look at what New York used to be like, including a farm. For culture lovers, New York has more museums than any other city, but some of these are not internationally known. A visit to any of these historical, technical, ethnic, or academic museums is well worth the time. New York's art, music, dance, and fashion scenes are a mecca for the young and professional alike. The internet website for specific information on New York City and state tourism is www.iloveny.state.ny.us. A toll-free number for tourists already in the U.S. or Canada is also available at 1-800-CALL-NYS. No matter what your interest is, if it can be found in an urban environment, it can be found in New York. Its 8 million citizens hail from every corner of the globe, but they are united in the love of their challenging but rewarding city. As the locals there say, sure, you have to be a little crazy to live in New York, but you'd be nuts to live anywhere else.
Bye,
everybody. See you next week.